Ukraine security issue.
As of June 6th, the 103rd day of Ukraine's heroic resistance to Russian aggression, the Russian army does not reduce the intensity of shelling Ukrainian cities and villages, continuing to kill civilians every day. 3 people were killed and 10 more were wounded in the Kharkiv region over the past 24 hours. Due to the coordinated actions of the Ukrainian armed forces, the Russian army retreated from the Kharkiv regional center. Currently, the shelling from Russian tanks, mortars, and artillery can't reach the city of Kharkiv. At the same time, the city is constantly fired from Grad and Tornado multiple launch rocket systems. According to Oleg Sinihubov, head of the Kharkiv Region Military Administration, the fiercest fighting in the Kharkiv region continues near the city of Izum. The Russians tried to attack Ukrainian defenders' positions there but failed and retreated, suffering heavy losses. The Donbas region remains the epicenter of hostilities at the front lines. Serhii Haidai, head of the Luhansk Region Military Administration, said that the situation in the Luhansk region has become more complicated. According to him, the Ukrainian armed forces stopped the counteroffensive in the city of Severodonetsk, but they held positions in the city's industrial zone. The Russian army has a tenfold advantage in artillery. The fierce street combats continue and there are many wounded Ukrainian soldiers. About 15,000 residents still remain in the city. However, it is impossible to evacuate them due to the constant danger of shelling. The situation is similar in other cities and villages of the Luhansk region, said Serhii Haidai. The Russians fired on a bakery that baked bread for citizens until the very end in the city of Lysychansk. We can see that the number of shellings on the city of Severodonetsk and Lysychansk have significantly increased. The Russian invaders destroy everything because they have such a standard tactic of scorched earth. There is more than one such city in the Luhansk region similar to Mariupol. We can say that Shastya city has been destroyed by 90%, and that was the first city totally destroyed before Mariupol. Popasna as well has been destroyed by 80%. Rubizhna has also been destroyed. Now the Russians are destroying the city of Severodonetsk and Lysychansk at the same time, said Serhii Haidai. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian defenders are trying to counterattack the Russian army in the south of Ukraine. In the Kherson region, they managed to liberate several villages. Because of the military failures, the Russian troops took revenge on civilians and destroyed everything around them. On Sunday, at least 29 locals were wounded in the city of Mykolaiv. Dozens of private houses and enterprises were destroyed by Russian shelling. According to Rostislav Smirnov, advisor to the Interior Minister, only the international community can help Ukraine to reduce the militant zeal of the terrorist country and turn the situation in Ukraine's favor. The Ukrainian army needs first of all military support and calls on its partners to speed up the provision of the necessary weapons, stressed Rostislav Smirnov. We should understand that the situation remains stable. We are in the second phase of the war, the trench warfare. We see that the front line remains unchanged and there are no advantages on both sides. As we said before, we will definitely move from a defensive to the trench warfare and then to the third phase, to a counter-offensive. But for this, we still need to accumulate heavy weapons, which were promised to us a lot, and which are coming to Ukraine, but not so fast and not yet enough amount to move to a successful counteroffensive, said Rostislav Smirnov. Meanwhile, in the settlements occupied by the Russian army, people are suffering from bullying and humiliation. In the city of Mariupol, citizens are forced to stand in line under the scorching sun for 6 hours to get food. And even under such conditions, only 1 out of 5 gets food. The advisor to the mayor of Mariupol, Petro Andrushenko, said that to get drinking water, residents need to register in the queue about 2 days in advance. According to him, the city has been destroyed by the occupiers and turned into a cemetery. During a month, the Russians buried at least 16,000 locals in mass graves, and thousands of bodies still remain in the city's morgue. The city has a terrible stench. It is quarantined due to the threat of cholera. During the 3 months of occupation of the city of Enerhodar in Zaporizhia region, the Russians increased pressure on civilians. Not only activists and ex-soldiers, but also ordinary civilians are forcibly imprisoned in basements. People have been held captive for weeks. In addition, looting has become more frequent in the city. Mayor Dmytro Orlov said that the occupied city of Enerhodar has almost no internet, which affects the possibility of non-cash payments through the terminals and stores. Relatives of the Russian occupiers are doing looting business in Ukraine. They organize so-called logistics centers to deliver loot in the war and sell it to their compatriots. This is evidenced by the telephone conversations of the occupiers intercepted by the Security Service of Ukraine. Earlier, it was possible to intercept conversations of the Russian soldiers, who testified that militaries go to the war in Ukraine, signing consent forms to murder civilians.